What is the crack? We're back. The podcast that nobody wanted. But we wanted it, I guess.
Well, look. The world needed another podcast and we delivered.
I think that's exactly what the world needed. Yeah. Lots of topics up for discussion this week, including we're going to check in on your Tinder exploits, Erin. Yeah, you signed up, right?
Didn't
you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I got so far. As far as are you a man or a woman?
More on that later. Also this week, what are we going to be chatting about?
Something that you stumbled across online. A bunch of lads, I believe, on the
boat. Whoa, easy now. That sounds like something else that you might stumble across online.
We'll
explain.
We don't know what you're into, Antoine.
We will explain. And also, hot on the heels, obviously, of the Spice Girls selling out Croke Park and all that came with it last week, we kind of had a little look back into our younger selves, and we were looking at, you know, like the girls are wearing the platform shoes and all that, and
it wasn't just girls.
Yeah, no, I know, but we're gonna have a little look at some of the fashion trends, you know, that we were rocking when we were 8 years old.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Awesome, exactly. So that's what's gonna be coming up obviously this week. Perfect. So, Erin, what did we say last week? You were going to sign up on Tinder. We were going to see how you get on. We were going to check in, see how it was all going. And you never signed up.
I went on and it frightened the bejesus out of me. And I just, no. I was looking at other people's Tinder on their phones and I see what the gist is. What I am going to do is I downloaded the app because Anto pure pressured me. And yeah, I got as far as are you a woman or a man,
and you just got stumped.
I'll do it later.
What are you worried about though? As in what's holding you back?
I was thinking about it today in work, which I probably shouldn't have been. I mean, I was doing so much work. Hello, boss.
Who definitely listens.
Wouldn't surprise me. And I was thinking about it. I don't know, I just think it's putting me into a whole other dimension or into a certain clique of people. You know the way sometimes you look at people and you're like, oh, they're on Tinder.
why did you just look directly at me when you said that?
I did. I looked right into
your
soul.
Yeah, you did. Right into my soul. Ow, harsh. I felt it.
I don't know. I think I'd be okay without the assistance of Tinder. Not tooting my own horn or anything. But
and when's the wedding?
The 12th of November. Gonna end up a lonely old woman with like 100 dogs on.
At least you said dogs and not cats. Listen, dogs v cats is a whole other debate for a whole other day. I think that's
what I showed you a really cool video of cats earlier.
Listen, dogs are dogs. You can't beat dogs. Right? Again, like I said, that's definitely a discussion for another day. But no, getting back to the Tinder thing and you being maybe a little bit worried about, are you worried about like what people will think or like,
no.
Are we worried about the people that are going to see it? Like the lads that are going to come across you or anything like that, or like people talking about the fact that they saw you?
I mean, I'm not going to know who comes across me unless they meet me inside in the local pub. They're like, see, you're on Tinder there. Are you on the hunt?
Basically, like, you've got all these levels of Tinder, right? Tinder is free. Okay, there's Tinder and then there's Tinder Gold. So you pay like a subscription a month or something. I don't know how much it is. No, but yeah, you pay like a certain amount a month or whatever, and then you can see who has swiped to like you before you swipe back. So before it becomes a match, you can see who's like swiped on you and went, oh yeah, I'll have a bit of that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. I'd prefer that now.
Well, then you just got to pay up.
My fucking...
We're looking for a sponsor. Tinder, if you're listening.
I don't know. I think I'm just not... No, I'm not worried about anything or anyone. I just think it's just putting me into a category, and it's no offense to anyone that uses it. I know loads of people that use it, but as I said, sometimes I'm like, you know, I see some people that I know and they have Tinder and I'm like, you can do great, like you don't need Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just like one of those things that it's more of a construct of a slightly younger generation, maybe, as in the kind of generation that used their phones an awful lot more growing up. And never kind of like, you know, Tinder was around before, let's say, they left school and went to college or like went working and were out in bars meeting people, as in like do you know, the old, back in the old days.
Old school. Yeah, but I think
I am. Do you know that kind of way?
I think I prefer kind of old school. You know, I wouldn't like some tosser coming over to me being like, I seen you on Tinder there and I swiped right. Any chance of a drink? Do you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's asking you to buy a drink. Wow. I mean, that's 21st century right there.
It wouldn't
Lads should do that more. Lads, if you're listening, next time you're at the bar, instead of asking a girl if you can buy her a drink, just rock up and be like, hey, you're really pretty. Any chance you want to buy me a drink?
Oh my God, that will never work.
0 out of 0 so far.
Don't ever do that. Look, I will. I'll go on it for a couple of days and see. A
couple of days?
I don't know. I'll go on it and I'll just see what the vibes are.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to check it out. Just to see. Yeah, like no, I said, so I we can check back in and see if there's been any success, any matches, any weddings. Anything.
You'd never know. Or it could be like last week, like we said last week, I could end up in the boot of a guy somewhere.
You could. Well, yeah, listen, you're back so far, but that's because obviously you didn't do your job and your homework for the week and actually go and do it. So, yeah.
I'm going to give you homework now.
I'm getting homework. Nah, listen, I never did homework back in school. You've got no chance.
Ando is actively on Tinder for any female.
What do you mean actively? That sounds horrible.
I've seen you.
Oh, no. You've seen me. Oh, so you do have an account.
No, I don't have an account. I've seen you on it earlier on your
phone. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a match. I had to check it out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere, though. No offense to... what was it? No names? We're not going names?
No, you can't do that.
Gertrude, if you're out there, it's not for me. I'm sorry.
I'd be weak if her name was
Poor old Gertrude. What if she's like a big follower of us now? Poor Gertrude is after hearing that now.
Where'd you pull that name out of?
No, wasn't Gertrude one of the Hey Arnold kids or something? No?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
No idea.
Listen, that's enough Tinder talk for one day, I think.
Definitely. Possibly. Listen, we will check back in. It could be a couple of months before you hear anything about it, but nah, no.
Alrighty then. So moving on swiftly, I came across a story today, right? And basically, it stemmed out of the housing crisis and like how, you know, young people can't afford to get mortgages and buy houses and all that kind of thing. Yeah. And like, what are we all going to do? We're all going to be renting for the rest of our lives. And
which is also expensive.
But see, also at the same time, as much as there is a housing crisis, did you hear? The boom is back.
I didn't hear that.
You haven't heard that?
No, I haven't heard that in a while.
The boom is back, lads. The boom is back in a massive way. Young people obviously have a little bit more cash. They're getting decent jobs. There's a bit more money in people's pockets. So the boom is back, right?
Okay.
So what do you do if you can't get a house or a mortgage here, even though you've got that extra little bit of cash saved up maybe? Do you know, you want to do something with your life. You want to kind of move on to the next step.
You know, can I just say in advance before you continue this story, you're getting very excited about this.
I am, because I think this is a brilliant idea what these lads have done.
You briefly filled me in earlier on and I'm a little bit worried that you're going to text someone named, like, the podcast is off.
I'm gone. The boom is back. I'm gone.
Good luck.
No, so basically I came across this story today, right? There's 10 lads from Cork, okay? Now, listen, God bless us and save us. Fair play to them. I'd want to get out of Cork as well as... soon as humanly possible.
Hey, I'm 50% Cork, so...
You're 50% Cork, so you're only 50% okay. All right, you speak English very well, though, to be fair to you.
Oh, I'm telling my dad.
So there's these 10 lads, right, in Cork, you know, in their late 20s or so, couldn't really maybe afford to buy houses here. So they got together, I'm assuming drink was involved, as with all great stories.
Yeah.
Probably started over a pint. But these lads, they decided they were going to move to Australia, right? All of them together. They're going to move to Australia. They're going to work their arses off for a year and just save while they're over there.
Okay.
Bigger money over there for the jobs they were in. So they can just save like as much as humanly possible for a year. And then what they're just after doing in the last couple of months, they're after buying a big 40-foot yacht and they're going to sail it from Australia back to Cork. All the lads... You're laughing already.
Where are they going to dock it? Go on. Jesus, we'll have to go down for the celebration.
Well, hey, listen, there'll be some party there when I get back, all right, yeah. So basically they've bought this yacht, right? And they're going to sail from Australia all the way, I'm guessing, like, you know, up around Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, down around Africa, up across Europe, ending up back at Cork, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing that struck my mind when they were chatting about it, not one of the 10 lads has any sailing experience whatsoever.
That is so fucking scary.
And they're not from, like, you know, Kinsale or Cove or one of these lovely...
They're fucked.
Yeah, the boys, I think, were from, a couple of them were from Charleville. There was one or two from Mallow. Do you know, all inland, good farming country, like, but you know, not a bit of sailing experience. One lad did say he'd brought out a dinghy a couple of times. Loch Derg or something. So he's obviously the captain. He's got all that experience behind him. Basically, they've docked in Thailand at the moment, right? I think they've two more lads are coming over to meet them there, and they're going to just sail off around, like, all around Malaysia, Indonesia, down around underneath India, underneath Africa, and all the way back up.
That'll be some story for the grandkids.
That's it. Listen, 10 pasty white Irish lads on a boat with a couple of Hurleys. I mean, you know all these tribal islands you come across, and there's like down. I've heard of one. There's one that's cut off from the rest of the world, right? There's this tribe of people, and they're so kind of like not prehistoric, whatever you want to call it, as in they're like hundreds of years behind kind of the rest of the world. No, it's an island. Trust me. Right. Check it up. I'll get the name of it. I'm going to get the name of it.
I was making things up.
No, I'm not. There is genuinely this island, right? And people have tried to go and explore it. And anyone that's tried to go there in the last 100 years, they basically killed anyone that went on the island.
Oh, I read about this.
Yeah,
I looked
into
it.
So I'm not lying.
I take it back. You can cuss. It's okay. Cuss.
Nah. I'll read a bit.
I read about that island.
Exactly. So
it.
Like, what I'm thinking is, right, like, the boys come across some of these islands. They're not going to know who's on this island. They barely know how to get the fucking sail up. Okay. Never mind who's on all these little islands they're going to be coming across. So you see all the lads there with their big spears, and they're coming out, and they're gonna hunt these pasty white Irish lads jumping off the boat in their gas shorts, couple of Hurleys, looking for, you know, somewhere to lay down anchor for the night in more ways than one.
Can I just say something?
Oh no, okay, go on.
They're going to cross a bunch of Cork lads with Hurleys. I think the lads on the boat will be all right.
Yeah, I think the lads are going to do okay while they're over there, right? Listen, it'll be some game. It'll be some match. Down on the beach there, you'll have 10 of the lads from the tribe and the 10 Cork boys. It'll be some game.
I know. I'd say, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I mean, do you remember the win that shakes the barley and they all train with Hurleys down in Cork in the fields?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, there you go. I said, listen, they'll get on okay for themselves. But yeah, listen, fair play to them. It's a great idea. If you come across them, you can check them out on Instagram. So just search at Shanachie at Sea. Shanachie is what they've named the boat. Obviously, it's going to be a massive story. If they manage to get home.
Well, let me check it out. You said they're going meeting two lads over.
Two more lads are flying over to Thailand to meet them.
How many other feckin' lads are they going to pick up on the way? What is this? A taxi?
It's a big boat, like. It's a 40-foot boat.
I know, but like living quarters would be tight.
But you listen, I mean, if you go to a J1 in San Francisco, there'd be 374 Irish lads living inside in a shed out the back of some lad's house over there. Like, do you know, they'll squeeze in, they'll be all right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, lads, look, if you happen to come across this podcast. I highly doubt it. But sure, look, wishful thinking.
Exactly. Listen, the only thing I'm worried about the poor boy is now 12 lads on a boat together for months on end. No Tinder. There's no Tinder out at sea. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. Listen, they're Irish. We voted yes. Fair play to you boys. If you all come back made up, it'll be a great story for all involved, won't it?
I'm sure there's a thing on Tinder now. Sorry, we're going back there. Is there a thing on Tinder like there is on Snapchat, like in your location?
Yeah. It's all based on your location.
Oh, jeez.
I'm definitely not going on it. Why not?
No. It's for all the local creeps.
Well, yeah, that's all you match with on Tinder is just local creeps, like.
Okay. But anyways,
there's also that lad you had a crush on in fifth class who's like, do you know,
mortified.
Yeah, but he grew up to be a good looking young fella now. He's doing fairly well for a good job.
Do you know him? You do.
I do. Yeah, good job. 161 golf.
I'm sure when the lads dock the boat, then if there is an in your area thing, I'd say they'll be all right.
Yeah, they should be all right. I mean, Thailand now is a different story. I've some stories. I've never been in Thailand, but I've heard some stories about the lads meeting with, I was going to say ladies, but a few surprises crept up under the table.
I heard you don't have to go as far as there now to get them.
There's a few in the locality, is there?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, but listen, best luck to the boys. And boys, if you do happen to come across this podcast,
up Cork.
Yeah, up Cork. Give us a show. We'd love to get you on. We'll ring you on the old satellite phone or maybe they have coconut shells or whatever's going on down there. Who knows?
Oh my god, this is not Castaway.
At least it could be by the end of it.
they're definitely going to end up getting Wilson! A baller.
They'll have Schlitters instead.
That's it.
They'll call him Paddy or something, do you know?
What was the name of the ball?
Wilson. That's why.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Out of touch this evening, lads.
Yeah, just a little
apologies.
Bit.
Apologies.
Yeah, so listen, best luck, lads. Really cool story. Check him out on Instagram at Shanachie at sea. So Shanachie spelled the Irish way, as in the old storyteller. Don't ask me to fucking spell it, I did pass Irish. But yeah, check him out on Instagram. It's just a really cool story. Fair play to him, like, you know, you got life's for living. Fair you gotta play. Get out there and do that okay. kind of thing, don't you? The boys who hopefully someday might actually make it back to Ireland.
It's mad. It's
if they don't
mad.
Get taken
That's
over by
story.
Like Somalian pirates in the meantime.
I am the captain now.
I am the captain now.
Love that film. That actually reminds me when you said about the group of lads going off to Australia. Tommy Tiernan has a very good sketch.
Tommy Tiernan has a lot of very good sketches.
So this particular one he recorded in the, I think it's a yacht club down in Cork somewhere. Have you seen it? I think
in the yacht club in Cork.
It's very posh for Tommy Tiernan, but it's I think it's called Stray Sod. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Very good. But he talks about all these Australian lads. He's like, six Irish lads. One leaving cert between six of them off to Australia.
That sounds a bit familiar to me.
And then he's like talking about how the cops over in Australia can't cope with them. And a friend of mine was over in Australia and I sent it to him and...
Name and shame.
No, I can't. I can't. He'll kill me. He'll actually grease by me. But Tommy Tiernan was like, the cops over in Australia didn't know how the fuck to deal with all the Irish lads, you know, going out drinking like yeah. the way they do. And the cops would be like, oi! Get down from the limp pass.
Hold on, what was that?
Translation, oi, get down from the lamp post.
let's hear the Aussie version one more time.
Oi, get down from the limp pass.
Limp pass.
Limp pass. And I work with an Australian and that's all I ever say to him, the poor lad. God. And righto.
Right
but then your man, the Irish lad, is above on top of the light post, like, and he's like, oh, Mayo! And roaring.
Mayo for Sam.
It's a very good sketch.
Poor Aussie cops go, hey, the fuck is Sam?
What? Get down from the limp pass. See, the more I do it, the more it gets good.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds very believable, to be honest.
Stray Sod, watch it.
Stray Sod, get on that. Shout out Tommy.
Hi,
we gotta stop doing shout outs to people that are never gonna listen.
You never know. Speaking of Spice Girls, you said earlier when we were chatting about Spice Girls, and we actually got a little bit nostalgic, didn't we?
I'm giving you everything, all the joy you bring. Yes, I swear.
Yes, I swear. Yeah.
Only I want
wow.
from you.
He's up.
Is a promise.
He's out of the chair.
We'll be there.
He's twerking.
I'm listen, I got nothing to twerk. gotta be hitting them squats, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, Anto got very excited there, lads.
Obviously, a bit of a closet Spice Girls.
We did get very nostalgic.
Yeah, no, but I mean, listen, obviously there was the big gig. Up in the big smoke this week.
I wasn't there myself.
No, I wasn't there, unfortunately. It would have been good crack, though.
I may as well have been, though.
Yeah.
With listen. All the Instagram and Snapchats I was getting.
Yeah, I pretty much saw the whole thing through Instagram, right? Yeah. But yeah, no, that was the thing. We were saying...
You said something about...
It was the shoes. They're still wearing the... bless them. The women, no, they must be getting their pension and they're still wearing these platform shoes.
Oh, my God. There is this woman, anyone that's on Instagram, just go and look. Her name is Batty Winkle.
My name is what?
Batty Winkle.
Batty Winkle.
Batty.
Batty.
As in Batty Winkle.
As in, as in she bad like.
But like, she, you should see, her home is just like a trip down memory lane.
Oh yeah?
It's like lava lamps and just big mad decor and it's like real neon bright colours and nice. The clothes she wears. But she lives in those platform shoes and she's like 82.
Listen, she knows when the best decade was. She's all about it.
Patty Winkle knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. She's a big collection of Furbies in the corner.
Furbies.
The
oh
PlayStation
my God.
1 over
I never
there.
Had a Furby.
Rocking FIFA 98.
Did you Furbies?
Oh, no, I didn't have a Furby. I was a lad.
Did lads have Furbies?
I don't know. Actually, no, that reminds me. We did. Not we, as in us, as in me and the guys. Like, No, I remember like the Christmas they came out. Maybe like 96, 97, 98, whatever year it was. Like a lot of people came back with Furbies after Christmas, like into school. Mm-hmm. And you know the way they used to like talk to each other? Yeah, so there's like 15 Furbies inside in the classroom, and the teachers just could not hack it. So they were like grabbing all the Furbies, like, no more Furbies, done with them. So they grabbed them all and like stuffed them in like one of the closets or something at the back of the class. And she's like, why won't they shut up? They're all inside, like, yabbing away to each other.
That's
and the kids
really
were like,
scary.
But they were like, that's, if you put them together, they're going to talk. Like, you have to let them out. So basically, we were overrun with Furbies for about 2 weeks until they got just totally banned.
But I think my cousin had a Furby and she turned it off, like, the power button off.
Like, she killed it?
Like, put it off.
Like, dead.
Just shut up. Like, put it into the drawer. Just shut up, Furby. Fuck off, Furby.
Put it down, like.
And she put it into the drawer. And I, no word of a lie, 10 minutes later, it started talking.
So after, like Chucky.
And I was only young, like, at the time. And I think it was around the same time I worked my first ever Nirvana music video and was scarred for life. But,
Oh, was it the Come As You Are one with the baby with his little winkle?
No, I don't. I think I actually think it was, is it Teen Spirit?
Yeah. That's scary about Teen Spirit.
But I watched it.
It was like when sweeping the floor through that old video. What's scary about
but
that?
But it was like when Top of the Pops was on in like the dead of night, and we like used to sneak out of bed to go and watch this. And that was the first video I seen. It was just the music. I didn't listen to that song for years.
Slipknot.
I don't know. It just
used to scare the crap out of me. If you're of a certain disposition musically, you would have come across Slipknot at a certain stage. Man, Slipknot freaked me out. I was like 11. And there's these 9 dudes like in red boiler suits in the middle of the woods in Iowa somewhere with these masks.
Cool.
Raining all rain down on top of them and like spikes coming out of their heads and freaking. I was just like, gosh, what is this? But loved it at the same time.
Yeah, but after that incident anyway, I never ever ever wanted a Furby. I never had one. I had Tamagotchis, the creators.
They're back. Tamagotchis are back.
Are they?
Sorry, I saw that this week. I think it was on Instagram or something. They're coming back. No, see, my thing is, right, Tamagotchis were cool at the time because, like, we didn't have phones when we were kids.
I'd like, still use a Tamagotchi if I got one
you
now.
You would for the nostalgia factor, but a kid nowadays, you give a kid a Tamagotchi, kid's going to turn around and go, what the fuck is this thing?
That's kind of sad.
And they're going to go back to their phone and they're going to play their apps and their games and their, you know.
It's a little bit sad now.
It is a bit sad. I mean, maybe the imagination's gone. But at the same, like, it's more like they just want a Tamagotchi app instead, you know? Maybe we should get on that.
I had so many. And you used to be able to, like, connect them together. Remember those really cool ones? You used to be able to, like, put them beside each other and they used to, like, jump into the other Tamagotchi.
Oh, and they go riding. And then you get, like, babies, didn't you?
What kind of fucking Tamagotchi is it? Your Tamagotchis were on Tinder Gold.
Yeah, I thought, did they not match up? Like, want to go into the other ones and then you get, like, a baby or something, no?
I don't remember that. But one of the girls was saying the other day, remember those aliens, them really gooey aliens you used to get in the eggs?
Oh, yeah. They were freaky.
And some of them came with babies.
But they'd, like, they grow, like, or, like, what was it?
I think you used to put it in water. I could be wrong.
That was the myth. If you put it in water, it didn't.
Maybe, yeah. I'm trying to think now, but
I don't think it ever actually worked.
I do know for a fact in my brother's room that there's stains on the ceiling.
Jesus.
From where we
used to, whoa, where are you going with this?
From where we used to stick the aliens, like throw the aliens.
Okay, like, jeez, really calling out the brother here, poor fella.
Sorry, sorry.
I hope he doesn't listen, does he?
No. But yeah, we used to, like, get them out of the eggs and just fuck them at the ceiling. And then someone would walk into the room and you'd just get this fucking alien land on top of your head.
Yeah, see, there's lads all across the country going, no, something like that happened before, but it wasn't an alien that was falling
you
off.
You are filthy.
Listen, it is what it is. You brought it up, right?
Oh, yeah, but that came out wrong. PG, guys.
Oh, we've long lost our PG edit. That's not.
What else was there? Oh, my God, now we're on a fucking roll.
But it was the shoes. It was the ones, they were platform shoes they were wearing that got me. It got me thinking about, like, trends and stuff. Like, do you remember rip-offs? Like, you had those like, well, Adidas pants with the buttons all the way up the side.
You can get them now again, but they cost, like, a fucking arm and a leg.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, like.
Heelys, do you remember them?
Heelys. I never
They're
had
They're still
Heelys.
Around.
They are still about.
But you can get these, like, really cool things now. All the cool kids have them, where they're, like, you put your shoe in between two wheels.
Well, see, that's,
and the wheels light up as you go. They are kind of cool.
But
I wouldn't mind a pair.
That just reminds me of, do you remember there was, like, those really ratty yellow roller skates that you put your shoes into? Like, they were like four wheels and they just had a yellow strap over the top of your toes and one behind your heel, right?
No!
And you could extend the size of them, like, you know, by obviously, so, like, as
like
you
those things
you
when you're getting your shoes fitted when
you're
a kid.
Yeah, basically it was like that, but it had wheels on it. They were fucking death traps.
I don't remember them.
That was like the precursor for us to skateboarding, like, and I probably did more damage to myself on those stupid jokes than, like, any skateboard I ever owned.
I had proper roller skates, I think. And then I got lamped and then they got taken off me. Literally.
Oh, yeah. But no, like, it was the clothes thing. Like, to be fair, now, when I was a kid, I literally lived in, like, soccer jerseys and, like, ga jerseys and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't really into clothes, like, or, like, fashion. You were what were those octopus pants?
Oh my god, thank you so much for reminding me.
Yeah, what were those you were talking about? So what is excited like, to bring this octopus pants?
Octopus pants. I think every girl I know had a pair when we were younger. I think it was like 9 or 10 maybe, but they were basically like really baggy, shitty material pants, but they literally had pieces of material hanging off them, and if you stood straight with your legs together and swished your hips, the octopus flare.
He came alive.
It's alive. Oh, but God. I used to have a pink pair, a camo pair, and then I went to England when I was younger, and like you could get exclusive octopus over there.
See, I got excited going to England as a kid because you could get different flavours of Fanta, but you were like, no, give me all the colours of octopus pants.
Oh my
pants.
God, I had so many pairs. I had so many pairs. And
like,
then,
have you seen those videos of like the goths under bridges? And they have like the trance dance things, and they've got these, they've got like pants with like loads of stuff flying out. Yeah.
They're octopus pants.
So basically you're saying we have children like you to blame.
No.
For the popularity
of... I was on the bridges dancing with them. I was standing on street corners switching my hips, making them flare out.
When you were a kid, or is this last week? Is this what you're doing instead of Tinder, is standing on corners switching your hips? Any takers? No? Little swish?
No. No. I do both.
But Jesus. So that's octopus pants.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And bubble bags. You wouldn't know about bubble bags.
What the fuck is a bubble bag?
There are these bags.
Okay, I got that much.
Right, so there used to be this place in Ennis called Mary's Venice. Do you remember Mary?
No, they were all over the country though. It was like a Mary's in Limerick. There was a Mary's in Limerick, definitely.
Okay.
The best part about Mary's Venice, if you're from Ennis, was that you'll remember, right? If you're from Ennis, was when you go all the way up the back, and then you come running down
the ramp. I remember that. Yes.
Best part.
And it used to make a
shop.
Real like thudding kind of.
Oh yeah, like it was really satisfying. You just run that like if you don't know Mary's Venice, this ramp was literally maybe like a foot long, and it was half a foot high. It wasn't a big deal whatsoever.
Anyway, you used to be able to get these bags, and you had to blow them up. They were inflatable bags, and you could fit probably a Capri Sun and a Kit Kat into them at the time. But they were I had so many. But then I seen an article online a couple of weeks ago where bubble bags were in deals.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I went in.
Oh, Jesus.
I went in because I couldn't wait for them to come off eBay. And they were so crap.
I'll bet.
They were like, no, but they were just like, they weren't like the original style. They were crappy, like...
Very professional. Sorry, I just got a phone call. Apologies.
You said that in a very professional voice.
Well, I did. I was professional.
But bubble bags, used to love those. I'd order 100 off them off eBay if I could, like.
Bubble bags.
Yeah.
I remember bubblegum. Hubba Bubba. Oh, God. Used to live for that stuff. Do you know, for the 3 seconds that it kept its flavour.
Yeah, you used to be able to get like big wheels of it.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Remember those? They're like sellotape thing. They look like those sellotape.
And what was the other ones? The fruit ones. There was like the fruit roll up kind of. Oh, they had a name. God, what was the name of those?
They used to be in a blue packet.
Different flavours.
Were they
like
tea free?
Strawberry and. Oh, God. I can't remember. They were amazing. Whatever they were. And there was like a comic. On the like paper.
Yeah, oh my god, what are they called?
Fruit Winders?
Is that it? Yes, yes.
Is that it?
That's
they were good. They were so good. I feel like it wasn't Listen.
We're getting desperate excited.
We're getting very excited about
But
all
I did see
foods.
A petition online the other day to bring back Fat Frogs and Banshee Bones.
Solero shots.
Oh, a job.
Solero shots are just it's the single greatest travesty in the history of Ireland, including the famine. I'm gonna go there, alright? Including the famine. Leo Varadkar.
If you're listening.
Get on it, all right? This is much more important. Well, no, I'm not going to say it's much more important than a lot of issues.
He takes
but
that back.
Seriously. Solero shots. Like, that's what we need to start a petition for.
There was nothing worse than going into the shop and getting the Solero shots and then opening
together.
The little cap and nothing.
Like nothing's coming out.
Water.
And then you just get slush by the end of it.
And you just have to like bang them off the wall or the table to get them all separated.
Yeah, but they were so good though. Oh. My God, they were good. Anyway, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I'm getting really hungry. Remember those little things you used to bring to school as well, to put your Pringles into?
Remember it was like a little case for the Pringles.
Yeah.
They had them for Jaffa. Well, they didn't have them for Jaffa cakes. But remember you used to get mini Jaffa cakes in like this little orange, tiny little hamster-sized bathtub?
I do.
I don't know what that was about, but yeah, a little tiny little orange tub you get the mini Jaffa cakes in. Listen, I'm hungry. We're gonna have to go get some food. I think that might do it for this week. What you reckon?
Yeah, there's so much going through my mind right now. I just can't even concentrate. I want Tamagotchis. I want a bubble bag.
I mean, we've covered a lot. We've covered you not getting on Tinder and not doing your homework. Fair play. But you're gonna get on that, right? You're gonna go do it right now. Listen, it's Friday. As this podcast goes out, it's Friday night of a bank holiday weekend. June bank Woo-hoo! Holiday. Now is the time, all right? Just get your shit together, all right? Get it going, okay? This is the weekend for it, all right? Jeez. If you come across Aaron, lads, make sure you swipe right.
And don't fucking ask me to buy you a drink. It won't happen.
Looks are a solid 8 out of 10. Personality is probably a... I will give you a 9 when she's had a few drinks.
Did you just say my she's personality got, is 8 out of 10?
I said 9. I give you a 9.
You said 8.
When I said looks wise.
I'm leaving. I quit.
You've got to be... Listen, you've got to be genuine. No one's a 10, all right? No one's a 10. There's no such thing as a 10. I'm a solid 4, all right?
Jason Momoa.
But I rock that 4. Okay, Jason Momoa's a 10. I'll give you that.
Solid.
He is a solid 10.
And Henry Cavill.
Let's just take a moment's silence for Jason Momoa. Wow, shout out Jason. sorry, I went into a bit of a moment there. Okay, so I mean, look, it's the last podcast before the June bank holiday weekend.
Yurt. Yurt.
What do we need? How are we going to finish this podcast? Podcast number one. This is officially podcast number one.
Diddle, woo!
Woo! It sounds like the end of a Ryanair flight. Woo, yeah! Woo!
Thank you for those people. Ryanair.
Okay, I mean, look, what are we gonna do?
A psych hype tune.
It's a banging tune, right? You've got something for us. You've got is it a little bit naughty?
Naughty, yes.
Oh, it's a little naughty. Yes. What have you got?
You got desperately excited when I said this to you earlier.
I love it.
It's Ebenezer Good and Shaman.
Yes, love it. Listen, love. Peace out. Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy the bank holiday, folks.
Laters.
Bye.
Face. And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe by the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shout the name of Ezer. He's crouched in the corner laughing by the base bin. Anyone got any beers? Lovely. Leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride. And as if by design, the party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure. But go easy on all these, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out, the party starts rocking. The people get excited, it's time to shout loud. Salmon, soy.